spend so much time in this country, and of course to Ambassador Braden, is the great difference in the situation now and the situation in 1968, when we also were having an election. It was assumed, and quite correctly in 1968, that all pressure was on the side of the United States to make any kind of deal at any cost in order to give hope for peace. The situation now is reversed. We are not allowing electoral considerations to enter into our decision at all in Vietnam, which is good. This should not be decided on the basis of elections. It should be decided on the basis of the long term effect of whatever we agree to. We would like to settle it anytime, but as far as we're concerned, the other side persists in entrenching an attitude. We will wait. I would just leave it at this point in those general terms. A lot depends really on whether the other side feels that that they will have a stronger position after the election, which we hope to win, and in which the issue of Vietnam will definitely be before the American people, and in which the election will be a mandate to a great extent, or whether the other side would prefer to negotiate now. It's up to them. As far as we are concerned, we're very relaxed. We are negotiating hard, we're being very reasonable. As Bill and Rogers has told you, and as Dr. Kissinger has told you, told the ambassador, and as you're aware, we have tried to present a number of alternative proposals which would allow both sides to come out of this with a position that is defensible after sacrificing so much on both sides. The situation now is one where, putting it quite bluntly, time is not on the side of our Vietnamese. We have no pressures to settle from time standpoint. And we would like to, because of our concern about the loss of life, not ours now, the South Vietnamese, the North Vietnamese. We would like to, too, for another reason. As I said when I met with the Secretary General of Russia, Mr. Murdoch, Mr. Tennessee, and as I said to you, we would like to get Vietnam off the international agenda, because while it has not, fortunately, obstructed these great steps, initiatives that we have undertaken between our two countries, nevertheless, it is it's like a thorn in the toe. We can't walk quite as fast or quite as far within there. We get it out, we can take bigger steps. I would like to say also that we have appreciated the fact that your government, your leaders in these past few months, particularly since our meeting, has been helpful also in not attempting to exploit this war issue here. So I would like to be more
increases still further the possibilities we have to develop our own relationships.
Это война, конечно, отравляет международную атмосферу в большой степени. Это видно хотя бы и на работе Объединенных Наций. Хотя формально этот вопрос не повестки дня ООН, но почти все выступающие от имени своих правителей и делегаций подчеркивают необходимость и значение окончания войны.
Try and promote the achievement of a settlement in on the Middle East situation. We would certainly be very appreciative of any considerations or assessments that you might care to share with us as to how you see the possible way out.
Mr. Barnister, we know, two of us almost in this room, difficult as Vietnam is, difficult as Salt is, difficult as European security is, the Middle East is the most difficult. Because we have here hatreds that go back over 1,000 years. And will probably last for a few thousand more.
Now,
probably that's all as far as I can think of. At least that's part of it. We all say 1,000 now because that's the common phrase used in this political camp. 1,000%, $1,000, 1,000 years. So anyway, imposing. spread and involve us all. Potentially involve us all. We are working toward that end. We have, as you have, friends that we support that are difficult. But we shall work toward that end. And I would think that the possibility of making progress would be greater once we get past the political season. Now, whether Bill, you've already talked to Rogers, so if you wanted to add anything to that, I don't know. But on the subject of design.
Yes, just one or two thoughts. One, in addition to the political climate, which is reality, the fact that we've had this experience in Union Camp, retaliation in Lebanon, makes it difficult for any progress in the next couple of months anyway.
Yeah.
So if we can get by the next couple of months with no serious incidents, then I think the climate will be pretty good. It was interesting to me to notice that before Munich, several of the leaders in Israel made statements to the effect that that they had to be more flexible in public safety to that effect. They said that they thought the interim solution, the opening of the canal, the withdrawal was possible. They were anxious to have discussions with Egypt about it. Both Alon and Diane made statements to that effect. So we think that after a couple of months has elapsed, if we have no further difficulty, that the climate will revert to what it was before, and that the chances are that we could have some negotiations start. And when I talk about the interim settlement, I'm talking about just the first step, leading to the implementation of 242. We think that's a possibility, and we think it would serve everyone's best interest if we could open the canal, have a partial withdrawal, and a ceasefire continue.
Israel's interests, in my view, would be served by bargaining now in a position of wrong, rather than waiting for later as inevitably would become weaker. Also, Israel has the problem of continuing to have an enormous burden of arms, which they have borne and will continue to bear if necessary. Here again, the poisoning of the situation that occurred as a result of any retaliation of the Israelis, the chance for reasonable talks now, that of course is the situation. As far as the long term, when I say long term, I'm not referring to it's going to take 1,000 years to settle the matter in terms of the hatreds of the last 1,000 years, in terms of longer term years, speaking not in terms of years or months, we consider it of the highest priority to attempt to get some movement toward settlement in this area, and we will work toward that end.
What
can happen, I cannot say, but I want to be cut pretty, very honest about it.
There's one other thing I think I should say, and that's this. Israel points out that it's difficult to deal with the Arabs because there's so many different Arabs and so many different points of view. And what has happened in Munich has caused a great deal of concern because Egypt indicated its support for the terrorists. So Israel has said, well, why should we deal with Egypt? This is a clear evidence that they don't want to live in peace with us. They're supporting.
And there were statements on their part about dissociation from the action on the Egyptian side.
Yes, but they applauded it. They indicated they thought it was a good idea. And
they applauded and booed at the same time.
They really should. That would be a big help if they could disassociate themselves from the Fed.
Because simply the death of the whisper from the Virginia, I want to say that you know, некоторые, я откровенно скажу, и разочарование получил, это имею в виду заявление о том, что эти ближайшие будущие. содействовать будем.
Мы к этому готовы. Думаем, что это было бы в интересах наших обеих держав и в интересах мира в этом районе. Я бы хотел это очень счастье.
Теперь я хотел бы обратить внимание на дальневосточное, на положение на Дальнем Востоке.
На Дальнем Востоке.
держите их не за счет интересов третьей державы.
Вот это я хотел вам высказать, если вы сочтете возможным как-то комментировать, выразить какие-то комментарии по этому поводу, буду признателен.
Now I mentioned the Far Eastern area not because any events have taken place in the there that provoke any particular concern on our part, but we have noticed that during the meetings between the Chinese and the Japanese leaders, there have been very loud and very sugary statements about one another. Issued by both sides. Now, I would just like to say to emphasize that whatever happens, whatever occurs in that area, it will not in any way affect our position of principle in respect of both China and Japan. We are prepared and we will go on taking steps to develop and improve our relations with Japan, but that will not be to the detriment of the interests of any third countries. You know that in respect of China, we pursue a very clear-cut and principled line. We will not allow any harm to be caused to our interests, but we are naturally will not depart one iota from our positions of principle, although we are, of course, in favor of the development of normal friendly relations with China. And I should like also to voice the hope that neither China nor Japan intend to develop and improve their own relationships, which is only too normal when two countries seek to improve their relations, but that they will not seek to do so. And no one naturally could say anything against a desire to bring about such an improvement.
This is not about this one.
So provided this is done on a normal basis and not to the detriment of the interests of the Soviet Union, and well, it is best for you to say what your attitude is in regard to the interests of the United States in that context. But that is just, those are the remarks that I wish to make in respect to the situation in the Far East. And if you would care to make any comments in return, I would be most happy to hear whatever you have to say.
Well, I think the position that Roosevelt has stated is very sound. I think it would reflect our own position. We seek more normal relationship with King, and of course we have a treaty commitment with the Japanese. We believe that this new development between Japan and King is one which can be constructive in reducing the possibility of conflict in the Far East. We all know historically that China and Japan have been enemies more often than they have been friends. And even though Japan has no significant military capability at the present time, its enormous economic potential is a base for developing capacity on the military side. Should defense force Japan to move in that direction? We watch the situation closely. We have an even-handed attitude toward it, which I understand is your attitude. When we met with Tanaka, we did not mistaken about them. In concert, which would be to our detriment or to yours.
Благодарю вас за
эти замечания. Так как наша беседа к концу подошла, я краткую ремарку в заключение хочу сделать такую. В общем, у нас не вызывает, так сказать, особых замечаний, оценка с вашей стороны, официальной, других деятелей, результатов московских переговоров. Некоторые явления, которые имеют политические жизни в Соединенных Штатах Америки, имеющие отношение к внешней политике, у нас, конечно, вызывает определенные вопросы. Вы знаете наши, так называемые, поправки Джексона. Некоторые выступления неофициально вызывают вопросы. Нам кажется, что обеим державам надо держать твердо руль и следовать тому курсу, который им определен. И изнутри надо, применяя политические инструменты соответствующие, выправлять этот курс. Одним словом, за то, чтобы твердо идти по тому пути, который наметился в отношении между нашими странами. С этой точки зрения я хочу сказать, что вот оценка данной выступления господина Роджерса на Ассамблее, она совпадает с нашим мнением итогов переговоров московских и шагов, сделанных в развитии наших отношений. Со своей стороны дали оценку, кажется, что она не расходится с вашей, наоборот. Это хотел я в заключение вам сказать. Благодарю вас за беседу.
Just a small group, so
China. You won't done that, China. The other point I raised only here because it's important that you said it would be disgusting. As you know, the foreign minister, the problem of exit visas, et cetera, has been very, very explosive here in this country. We have tried to be very responsible in our public and comments and the rest. I don't ask you to respond on it. I know what your views are, but I do think it's important that you said that the subject was one of those. That, I don't mean that you put that I didn't say publicly, but I just wanted to mention the fact that this is something that we are taking a lot of heat on, and we know it's an internal affair with you, but it is one that I know that Bill Rogers has discussed.
Я все-таки вот это последнее замечание хочу одну фразу произнести в шести слов Йогова, я так попытался рассчитать. Значение этого вопроса раздувается совершенно не по основу.
Thank you.